But
first,
I'll
we are out this morning at Eatsy's on Oak Lawn, and we are helping them celebrate their 20th birthday. This is one of our favorite spots. Stop by and have breakfast with us. They are serving food all day long. This European-style eatery serves some of the best food in the Metroplex. Great atmosphere, and we're out on the patio, the heated patio. And this segment, Gordo is going to take the wireless microphone out on the heated patio. And now, Gordo, you have gone mobile, so you are no longer stationary. So I've lost a little track of you. Can you tell me exactly where you are located?
Craig, I'm right in front of you, staring directly into your beautiful hazel eyes.
I see you now.
Look at this. The crowd loves it.
Everybody loves that.
Such two guys. Favorite. Two guys.
It's a crowd favorite. They love it. All right, let me get up.
Why are you having to
strain yourself?
Why are you having health problems today?
Nothing. I just realized this morning that I ran out of things to say 17 years ago.
Well, I could have told you that.
So I don't have anything else. And talking on the radio right now is taking away from valuable time that I would like to spend gaining more weight.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So those two things. But I'll do it anyway. I'll talk to this guy first. How
we
are you, sir?
We have failed.
I'm well, thanks.
Yeah. What are you doing here at Eatsy's?
I'm just checking out the radio show.
Good. And which Salvation Army did you get the code at? Where did this come from?
Oh, my gosh.
the Rose Garden on Davis Street in Oak Cliff.
What's wrong with this code? It's nice.
Oh, I don't know. It's just a weird color. It's a quilted code, isn't it?
It is. It's goose down.
Those are very popular today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are?
Those coats.
Goose.
Oh, these coats are? How much does something like that cost?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't even look at the price anymore?
I just think I think it's probably what you would expect, $100 or so.
Okay, that's not too bad, is it?
No, for it's a coat. Not bad. Nice coat.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, civil, criminal?
No, I'm a public defender. It's like being a real attorney, but without all that cash.
How long do people usually stay as a public defender before they'll move into like a private practice?
I've been there 10 years.
Is that about average, or you just never get drafted?
No, there's always turnover, but it you know, it's a calling.
Ask him if he's done any big cases like the OJ case.
You're 10 feet away from him. He could hear your question.
Have you done any big cases like the OJ case?
Like the OJ.
Have you done any big cases like
a lot
the
of cases
OJ case?
Like OJ.
Nothing at all like that. I mean, I've had some big cases, but that was exceptional. I was actually practicing law in Los Angeles.
Oh, how long is this story?
Well, that's interesting. You were in LA at the time?
Yeah, I got.
Wait, you're not going anywhere, ma'am. Have a seat. No. You got to go. What do you mean? You have to go to the bathroom?
No, I got to go to work. I should have been there a while ago.
What do you do?
I'm a headhunter.
Ooh.
All right. Wow. So am I right now. So my truck's over here. All right. So what are you, a headhunter? So you place people in positions of power.
Well, not really.
Did you help out quilted coat guy?
I think so.
What percentage of his clients do you think are guilty?
Wow. I'm thinking probably most of them.
Okay. Let's ask him. What percentage of your clients would you say are guilty?
I make no determination as to guilt or innocence.
That means he thinks every damn one of them. That's the subtext there. And how long have you been a headhunter, ma'am?
About 8 years.
And what did you do before that?
I was a stay-at-home mom.
How many children did you raise?
Two.
Two? And what are they doing now?
They're still at home.
Still at home? How old are they?
29 and 31.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? They never found that front door,
didn't work out that well.
Did they ever move away for a while?
Yeah, they went to college, but they haven't found jobs. So.
Wait, they returned right after college?
Yeah.
Is your son Sal from South Philly?
No.
She doesn't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
So they finished college around what, 24, 25?
Yeah, and came back home and couldn't find jobs. So it's been a long time. We're still raising them.
So they're just playing Xbox every day? What are they doing every day?
Tell them that.
You were able to find a job.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're a headhunter.
62 is pretty cool.
They're boys, aren't they?
So how good a headhunter are you if your own children haven't been able to find a job?
I'm not going to answer that.
What'd your husband do?
What did he do?
What does he do?
Oh, he's running a diabetes company.
Okay, that's...
I know it's boring, but it's helpful.
People go there, they get injected with diabetes, and what?
Yeah, it's really good for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here for us. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your name?
I'm Sarah.
Sarah, where'd you get that coat?
H&M.
H&M. How much do you think it costs, more or less than Quilted Coat Guy?
I don't know. His coat's pretty fancy. I'm going to go.
You got a discount for the color.
So maybe we're right about even then. Mm-hmm.
Are you married?
I'm not.
Really? Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Gordon. What happened? So, don't say that.
How long were you married?
About a year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And
a little bit of a bear trap here.
What would you say is the primary reason that you're no longer married?
Watch out for that bear trap.
I don't know. Fancy tasting coats on my part.
You spent too much money? Did you guys fight a lot?
No.
We didn't fight.
Did you find out that he had been unfaithful?
No, I did not.
You did not find out? Your friend of yours found out and told you?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
See there, I told you. Yeah, do you still speak with him?
Every once in a while.
When you have some papers for him to sign?
Exactly.
Oh, no. So are you looking for a guy right now?
No, not at the moment.
A girl?
No, definitely not one of them.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, why are you? That's very politically incorrect. That's very rude. All right, which is your favorite muser?
What are you doing that to me for? Put me on the...
Yeah, we have to do it for paperwork. Every time we do
a comfortable questions.
Roadshow, we have to fill out the paperwork afterwards.
Yeah, it's a corporate thing.
Got to go with Craig.
Craig, okay. All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
Look at that.
You know, you're my favorite P1 right now.
Hey, thank you.
How old are you, Sarah?
I'm 34.
That's fine. What heritage do you have? Ethnicity? What background?
I'm Mexican.
Like full blown or?
Yes.
Hi, caramba.
Wow. Full blown Mexican Sarah. That's great. All right. Do you have a dog?
I don't.
Cat?
Nope.
Any gerbils?
No.
Okay. Are you going to vote for Trump?
I don't think so, no.
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't know yet.
She doesn't know who's running. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a legal assistant.
Oh, legal assistant. Hey, we need to get you together with a public defender.
Yeah, Quilted Coat Guy.
Yeah. What? Huh? He pays $1.50 an hour for his legal assistant. All right. Do we have time for anyone else?
Sure.
Yeah. Go visit with this young couple here. Are you a couple?
Yes. Yes.
And how old are you guys?
I'm about 25.
Wow, look at this guy. Look at them. He's kind of Tony Romo looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a Tony Romo look. 25. Are you also 25, ma'am?
Yes.
How long you been dating?
4 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
We're engaged. We're engaged. So.
Oh, engaged. Great. When did you propose?
November.
November of not this past November?
He remembers
November?
It well.
This past November. No, it was so memorable. We went to New York and saw sights.
Struggling.
Boy, this is very generic. You got to listen to this for the rest of your life? I feel sorry for you, ma'am.
The invitation.
Well, what's the story? What is he not telling us?
Well, he got the date wrong.
Off.
What do you mean he got the date wrong?
Mid-October.
Gosh, he's already forgotten when he proposed. Mid-October,
yeah.
And how did he do it?
We were in New York, so that part is true. And he just proposed in the hotel.
In the room?
Yeah, because...
Like right afterwards? Like it was kind of a drunken proposal?
Oh, that was great. I blankin' love you. Sorry about that. I think it was the whiskey that caused that, but...
No, he was running out of time on our trip, and so he did it the night before we left.
And did you say yes?
I did.
Yes. Immediately?
Yes.
Were you waiting for him to propose? Did you know he was going to do it?
No, I did not.
So when's the big date?
When's the big date? George wants me to ask you when the big date was.
And are we invited?
And George also wants to know if they're invited.
Definitely invited, yes. March of next year.
March of next year. Where are you going to get married? Here in town?
Yes, here in Dallas.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she's really cute. Can you guys see her from where you are?
Yeah, hi. She's only like 10 feet away from us.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that right? And do you want children?
Yes.
Eventually? Yeah.
Both of you do. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Well, I'm glad you guys are in love. Now, how many boyfriends did you have before him?
Honestly, it's okay.
A lot.
He was my first true love.
I bet
love.
A lot.
Oh,
first true love. But
what
how many,
a sweet thing to
how
say.
Many guys were you with before him?
A lot.
First one.
Guarantee a lot.
Really and truly? This is your...
Hey, she's
you've
like
only
right
slept
there,
with
man.
One guy?
No way.
Hey. No. Oh, she's saying no. She's just held up both hands with all fingers spread. So that's 10.
Yeah.
That's. Oh, I'm sorry. She's blinking her hands now. We're now up to 40. Sure. And what about you, sir? Is this your first?
I've dated.
Guy, what's happening with him?
Struggling guy.
I love her.
I understand that, but that's not what I'm asking. How much experience did you guys have? Because that's important.
Yeah, no, I
experienced other women.
One before,
and you experienced other men.
A ton.
How many?
Stop it.
Are you gay?
Make this
stop.
I need to know. No, I can't.
You're making everyone feel icky. Just stop.
No, you've had one before, and she won't answer. Do you know her number?
Yeah, it's zero.
Really and truly?
Seriously.
Oh, whatever.
Stop it. Believe her.
I promise? I don't know how to swear.
Swears. Yeah. So, what's your name again?
Channing?
Yeah. Wow, Channing has only slept with one guy. One gay man, and it's this man right here.
Struggling guy.
That means prior to that, she was a virgin.
Well, good for her.
Ew, you just creeped me out so badly just now. Sicko. Well, we wish you well, and if you want the musers to come to your wedding, you should invite us. We'll all make it. Yeah, if we can go down the aisle on our hoverboards.
Free drinks?
Yeah, free drinks. We'll load up. Have fun. All right, thank you, guys. God bless.
What all right, Gordo.
Sweet couple.
Thanks.
Wow, that was great.
Well, don't defeat.
I'm not. I said that was great.
You had smart alecky in your voice.
No, I didn't. I said good job.
And
great.
They don't appreciate it.
All right, it's 8:49 on the ticket. Up